for the microphone noises just whilst I stuff the phone back in my pocket. Right, we're going to give it another go then, Vance. Come on then, let's go. Find the way. I want you to stay in. In. Good boy, that's better. Good boy. I'm out for another walk with Vance, but we're having a little bit of a difference of opinion. I'm walking. I decided to... Vance, in, please. In. 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 Good boy. I wanted to go a bit beyond where the pavement ends in one of the bits. I know the road. We used to walk down it in the past. Vance, do you not understand me? In. All right, you need to get right over now. Okay, let's go. Straight on. So it's a sort of residential country lane. Straight on, Vance. Keep in. The problem is we need to walk on the right, and Vance is point blank refusing to do it. Vance, please, get in. Come on then, on we go. Every time I let go, he goes back into the middle of the road. And it's probably because he's never actually been taught to work. Vance, get in, please. Get in. And I'm trying to put some pressure on the lead to pull him over to the right. Vance, get in now. Get in now. I don't think we can do this. I think we're going to turn around and go home. Right, I want you to get in on this side now. In. But it's going to refuse to do it on this side now. Come on, get in. Get in, Vance, and get on. And he keeps on going back to the middle of the road. It's just impossible to keep him over. Or rather, in. Keep in, Vance. Oh, going to get nice and wet now as well. Vance, get in. What don't you understand about this, Vance? What am I saying that's wrong? Come on. Please, big boy. Please. Come on. On we go. I want you to be in. He's literally walking in the middle of this road. On you go, Vance. I suppose that's the problem with having a dog that's trained for working in the city. He doesn't know how to walk on a lane. Vance, please, get in. I do not want to walk down the middle of this road. Get in. Now. Especially there's a car coming. Stay there. Right, let's just listen and check there's nothing else coming. Right, let's go. And then he jets straight back into the middle of the road. Vance, in. In. Come on. In. Come on, Vance, let's get in. I'll try a nice voice. In we go, come on, get in. Good boy. Good boy, can we get in? A bit more. I know I'm getting very repetitive, but... Get in, please, Vance, in. Get in. Get in. Good boy. And then he forgets about it again. Vance, get in, please. Get in. Get in. Come on, in. Come on, Vance. What is your problem? No, we can't do this again. How very, very annoying. I wanted to... Well, it would give us a bit more scope to do. Vance, please get in. We're standing in the middle of the road. In fact, let's just stand here, shall we? What is wrong with you, Vance? This isn't a difficult concept to understand. Come on, let's go. Get in! And he straight away, he goes straight back over to the left-hand side. Let's just see where he's going to go. He obviously wants to just walk up the left the whole time. Come on, Vance, I want to get in. In. Get in. Get in. And then he slows down to almost a stop in a sort of, well, if you're going to force me to do this, then I'm not going to walk. Get in. I can hear traffic again. And we need to be careful, Vance. Get in. 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 Thank you. Good boy. In. Good boy. No. In. In. Good boy. Come on, Vance, please. In. In. It's like, if you imagine one of these supermarket trolleys that... Vance, please, please, get in. That have their wheels slightly skewed to one side. And you have to constantly sort of push them in the too far to one side in order to keep them over. Vance, please, get in! Come on! This is stupid, Vance. Utterly stupid! He's like a magnet attracted to the other side of the road, and I'm using all my... Vance, please, get in! All right, keep in. There's a car coming. I think, yep. Wait there, Vance. No, turning off. Okay. Straight on, Vance. I'm using literally all the strength in my right hand, right arm, to keep him in, and then he goes back over to the left-hand side. Vance, please, get in. Get in. We're nearly there now. Nearly there. Right. Coming up to the pavement, I think. Yeah, there we go. Right. That was extremely frustrating. On you go. Good boy. Well done. I need to be careful now not to hold it against him for the rest of the walk back, because that was the moment he was, for whatever reason, he didn't understand what I wanted, or for some reason he felt forward advance that it conflicted with other parts of his training or something, whatever it was. That's done and gone, and I need to be positive with him now. Come on then, Houndy. Good boy. It's just a shame we can't really have a longer walk. I suppose we could do. We could go the other way. Straight on, Houndy. I just don't really want to walk up the main road. Okay, forward Vance, please. Find the way, Handy. Straight on. Good lad. This is good working. See, he's really good at working in sort of residential and urban parts. So, walking down a pavement here, we've got a road on the right, houses off to the left. He's good at this. He just wasn't made to work in the country. Never mind. Good boy, Andy. He's rushing along now because he knows he's going to be going home. And can go and moan to Mummy about how nasty Robert was. Find the curb. Where's that curb, Andy? Good boy. Yeah, nice shake. Okay, forward. Good lad. Oh, lovely. Splash there. Got a lovely wet leg from the left leg, which rubs up against Vance's hindquarters. Is soaked there. There we go. At least I put my walking trousers on. Good lad, Houndy. Are you steady for me? Steady. Good boy. You're going to find the way and go home. Good boy. Good lad, on we go then. You can do this all right. Good lad, well done. Good boy, Vance. Forward, good boy. Well done. banging, isn't it, Vance?
Good boy, forward. Well done.
At least we can enjoy being in the warmth. When we get back in the dry.
Good boy, find the way.
Good lad, well done. Okay, will you just stand for me? I just want to stop the recording here. I can find where my phone is in my pocket. There it is. Too many things in there. I would have done a stereo recording if we'd got on a bit further, but we didn't really get to a suitable spot. Anyway, nearly back now.